is proudly brought to you by IIE Rosebank College. Your future has options. Your future definitely has options, and it can start at Rosebank College. Thank you so much for choosing us. We are in conversation with the student wellness manager, Uthobile Ngomane. A very important and very needed conversation. Uthobile, welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Now, I absolutely love that you guys have prioritized mental health, because it is a pandemic that we have currently in the country, especially with our young people, with some that could never even identify that they probably have or they are dealing with a mental health issue.
Yes.
And I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on with us young people. There's school, there's family, there's so many dynamics. What resources and services does IIE Rosebank College offer to support the mental health and well-being of its students?
Okay, thank you so much for the question, because I feel like mental health is something that we tend to overlook.
Yeah.
But at Rosebank College, IIE Rosebank College, we prioritize the provision of mental health services, and we don't only offer counseling services, we also have trauma containment,
lovely,
crisis interventions, crisis management, and we also have various counseling networks that we work with, such as your Lifeline, your Sanka, and we also have educational and social awareness programs and campaigns that we roll out through a year that are mainly focused on dealing with the mental issues. It doesn't only have to be like psychological issues, but we also include your financial wellness, your physical wellness,
lovely,
and also emotional wellness. So it's an all-rounder, actually.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about the access to mental health students. I mean, mental health services, rather, within the campus. Do you guys have those? And let's talk about some of the awareness programs that you spoke about.
Okay, so mental health services are easily accessible to students. For starters, they can book for their services or their session, rather.
Yeah.
On using our WhatsApp number, so they can just WhatsApp, say that they need a session, and
lovely,
then we assign a time to them. And for first-year students, especially, because they struggle a lot with adjusting and stuff, so we offer support groups for them, like adjusting to campus life, adjusting to universities. So we offer that. And we also have workshops that are planned for the year. I know that in March we're going to be having a workshop themed around finances, and also themed around sexual abuse, and also sexual reproductive health.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of programs that are rolled out for the year. And
lovely,
we have an open door, so they can just come in. They don't have to worry about everything. It's easily accessible.
Yeah. I just have to say, before we go into our next question, I love the WhatsApp feature.
Yes.
The fact that you guys offer students a platform where they can text someone privately to say, I'm going through. So it's beautiful.
Yes,
I love that.
Please.
Let us talk about your wellness activities or programs organized on campus to promote a healthy and balanced lifestyle for the students.
So, as I've mentioned before, that we have various activities planned for the year, actually.
Yeah.
Some of those things are going to include like your fitness clubs, because after registration, obviously, we're going to set up subcommittees, and then there's going to be a committee that's responsible for community engagement, and also for cultural programs and whatnot. So we're definitely going to have fitness classes that are planned up by the students, and also the student wellness department will offer mindfulness session and also workshops aimed around stress management, how to deal with the anxiety around exams, anything that's going to be helpful in order for them to have a productive year and also just function well and optimal.
Just before I let you go, I mean, you know, students have so many challenges. It could be outside of school, it could be inside of school. How does the IIE Rosebank College handle challenging situations related to student wellness, and what measures are in place to address such issues?
Okay, first thing first, I think our students have to know that our sessions are highly confidential.
Lovely.
That's one thing that they have to know first, that whatever it is discussed in the sessions remains between them and the counselor. And also, we are trained professionals registered with the HPCSA, so we really uphold the HPCSA standard and ethics and also principles, so they don't have to worry about everything. And we also have continuous training to also help us be equipped on how to handle challenges that we can come across, but we're definitely equipped and take proactive measures to make sure that we deal with whatever challenges we come across.
Absolutely. Tobila, thank you so much. I wish you guys all the very best, and I'm so happy to know that we've got a campus and a college rather that takes mental health so serious, because I think so often we don't realize there's a lot of students that are struggling, not because they really struggle, but because they've got so many issues that they are carrying within them. But if they've got people like yourselves to help them and to help tackle those issues, it makes it so much better.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And to our students and prospective students, they don't have to worry about everything. We're here to support them, be it emotional, be it physical, any type of support that they need. Student wellness is there for their needs. It's there to cater for them. We also have the SRC that's there to support them in any way that they need. So thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. It is Rise FM Mid Mornings. It's a very hopeful day at 19 Hope Street today. And look, man, a very interesting conversation that we just had with Tobila, a very necessary conversation as well. It's Rise FM.